Hey guys, and welcome to episode 9 of Two Peas in a Drama Pod, where two twins give the college student perspective on Korean dramas. I'm Sandy.
And this is Cindy.
And it's been a while since we've had a podcast, so
for those who stuck around,
thanks for your patience. Literally been a year.
It's just been a crazy year for both of us with school and going abroad and jobs and all that, but it's the summertime again. Hopefully we'll still do it at the end of this summer.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be able to.
At least that's our plan.
We'll definitely finish the season out, at the very least.
Yeah, anyway, we're back. Glad to be back this episode. We are going to go over news as usual, and then we're going to give, you know, some brief takes on the new season, or actually not new season, the summer season, because it's been like, you know, 4 weeks the new season started. But yeah, we're going to give our takes on a few shows, and then we're going to pick the show we're going to recap. But yeah, we'll talk about that later. That beginning song that you just heard was actually from one of the shows we're going to talk about today, I Hear Your Voice. Good things about that show that I'll get to later. And just as a reminder, our Korean pronunciation still sucks, so don't get anything
surprised. We're not Korean. Yeah.
Although we are Asian, we're just not Korean. But yeah, don't expect much from that department. Anyway, on to news. Yeah, Bong Joon-ho is producing a new movie called Sea Fog, and it's going to star Kim Yoon-suk and Song Joong-ki. I'm so excited because I'm a huge fan of Bong Joon-ho because I was a huge fan of The Host. And he also did Memories of Murder, which I really liked as well. But yeah, these are two really big stars. I love Song Joong-ki. Yeah, he's like freaking amazing. I loved him in Werewolf Boy. He's such a good actor. And yeah,
Soon Kyung-kwon Scandal.
Yeah, so long ago. But yeah, I'm really excited for him to be in this movie because Bong Joon-ho's stuff is really, really good, and I'm pretty excited. And this is actually going to be, I mean, he's not, this film is going to be directed by Shin Sung-bo, who was the screenwriter for Memories of Murder. So this has bound to be good. It's, you know, it's going to be great for both of these actors who have, like, a lot of acting chops to do something like this. So, I'm really excited for that movie.
In other news, Gong Yoo's gonna be making a cameo appearance. Didn't know he actually did cameos, because he's such a big star. But he's gonna be making a guest appearance on the new show by TVN, Dating Agency Cyrano. Which, it's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, it's like the next episode because we're so late with this. But yeah, judging from the previews, it's going to be on the, you know, the upcoming episode of Dating Agency Cyrano.
But you can never tell by the previews. Actually, it's going to be the upcoming episode.
Maybe he'll like make an appearance at the very end.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. And based on what I've read, I think he's probably going to be one of the clients.
Either
or a target.
A target. Yeah, so, one of the two.
Either way, we'll probably be seeing a lot of him.
Go Ara and Yoo Yoon-suk is going to headline Answer Me 1994, which, being a huge fan of Answer Me 1997, I'm glad they're doing, like, another, you know, show, another drama with similar premise. The only thing that worries me is I just don't want them to ruin Answer Me 1997. That's such a good drama. I'm just hoping that this one goes just as well.
Yeah, it's a risk you gotta take, I guess. And I will be excited to just have another drama that pays homage to our youth, even though 1994 is a little bit farther off than 1997.
Yeah, and according to Drama Means, this one's going to be set in college, so a little bit closer to our age, so this will be really interesting because there's not that many college dramas, I feel like.
Yeah. And Jang Eun-suk, which, I mean, I haven't seen him in anything really that great since You're Beautiful, but he's been cast in another show, which you'll never guess what it's called. Pretty Man. Yep. He's gonna be cast in a show called Pretty Man. And it's based off of manhwa, and he's gonna play a man with the most beautiful face in the world. He goes off in search of, and this is from Drama Bean, his lost family and true love, and decides that true love will be found among 10 of the top 1% women in the nation. I don't really know how it's gonna play out in a drama, but
wow, narcissistic much?
Yeah, I know. I don't know how it's gonna play out, but I'm excited. It's by the people who have brought you Gong and Boys Before Flowers, so I mean, we were really excited about some of the past things they've done, so hopefully this will be good. It's been a while since I've seen Jungkook and Suk in anything good, so I'm hoping that this will be
a change, although don't put your hopes too high.
Yeah, I guess I'll just have to keep clinging to your beautiful.
And now, news in the Japanese world. So there's a new movie called Subete wa Kimi ni Aita Kara. Anyway,
we're not Japanese either, surprise!
Anyway, yeah, it's gonna follow a similar structure to Love Actually / I Love You New York / I Love You Tokyo / all those I Love You movies where it features like different people and following different lifestyles. But yeah, Japan's gonna be releasing a movie like this too. I don't know too many of the people who are cast in it except for like
Tamaki Hiroshi.
Yeah, and like Honda Tsubasa and
that's about it.
Yeah, that's about it. But yeah, I enjoy these type of movie features, so that should be pretty good.
And there was a press conference for Hayao Miyazaki's first anime film. It's going to be called Kaze Tachinu. And it's a film adaptation of one of Miyazaki's mangas. Yeah, so we're super excited to see Hayao Miyazaki come back to the big screen and give us another movie. It's been a while, and I mean, The Secret Life of Arrietty was really good.
The Secret World of Arrietty.
The Secret World of Arrietty.
And he also did From Up on Poppy Hill, or his studio did this past year.
Yeah, but it's himself, just not the same.
As yeah, he himself exactly hasn't really released something.
I mean, hopefully it'll be really great. I'm excited.
And yeah, a little bit of rating support, because I've been watching a Japanese drama called Last Cinderella. Its finale was this past week, and it finished with 17.8%, which is pretty good for Japan, because they don't get up there like 40-50% like Korea does. But yeah, I've been watching that drama, and I've been enjoying it a lot. So you guys can watch that. And while I was looking at the ratings, I found out that they did Galileo 2, which, being a huge fan of Galileo, now I have to watch that. So yeah, if anyone watches Japanese dramas, those are two that... At least I finished Lost in Real, and I'm going to catch up on Galileo, too.
Alright, after this short break, we'll be talking about some of the dramas from this new season. Again, guys, you just listened to Past Days from Monstar by BTOB, Junyoung, and Yoonsoo, one of the shows we're going to be talking about later on in this episode.
Oh yeah, and BTOB is a made-up band that they use in the show, in case anyone's confused.
Yep, so, yeah, we're going to go over a few premieres of ones that we've watched and a few ones that we haven't. Anyway, so here are the shows that are airing this season that have started, you know, for the summer. Shark, Queen's Classroom, Princess Aura, Heartless City, Monstar, I Hear Your Voice, and Dating Agency, Cyrano. Those are the main ones.
So the first one we're going to talk about is called Heartless City. It airs on Mondays and Tuesdays on JTBC, which is a semi-new network. According to DramaWiki, it's about this, you know, person named Yoon Soo-min who decides to find her friend's killer by going undercover and finishing what she started. This is straight from DramaWiki, by the way. However, she ends up falling for the drug lord who her friend was investigating until her untimely death.
Wow, dramatic. Alright, so this screams melodrama, which is definitely something that I try to avoid at all costs. So, I actually did watch some of the premiere, the first season, or the first episode, but I think I got through about 15 minutes and I was just like, this is so boring, I can't handle this anymore. And so I didn't finish it, but I might go back, try to finish it just because for the sake of the first episode. Maybe it picks up at the end, I don't know. But of the first 15 minutes that I saw, I was really confused and I had no idea what was going on. And I was also really bored because it was just moving along very slowly.
Yeah, there's no like really prominent actors that I know in this. Although the director did direct I Need Romance 2012, which I watched a little bit of, and it was semi-interesting. But yeah, really nothing about the show caught my attention, so I didn't even bother to watch the premiere.
Yeah, we'll, like, stay tuned on that if I do actually decide to pick it up.
Although the chances are really low.
Yeah, we'll probably, like, do a review of it or something if we do pick it up, which, yeah, the chances of that happening are very low because, one, it's a melodrama, and two, I tried to watch 15 minutes.
And two, four. And three, it just sounds extremely painfully sad and tragic.
Which we also don't like.
Okay, so the next one we're going to talk about is actually Dating Agency Cyrano, which this one is done by TVN. I love that cable network. They do really good stuff. And this show airs on Mondays and Tuesdays. Yeah, this is one of those shows I'm really, really excited for, really pumped for. It has really good production value. It stars Lee Jong-hyuk from A Gentleman's Dignity, one of my favorite characters in that show. And it also has Soo-young from Girls' Generation, although she doesn't really have a lot of, like, acting credits behind her name. I think she's a pretty decent actor, from what I've seen.
And then we've got the couple young pretty boys joining the team, so I mean, no surprise, it's part of the Oh Boy series that TVN's been doing.
Yeah, and the Oh Boy series has been really successful so far. I mean, I enjoyed Flower Boy Next Door and Flower Boy Ramen Shop and Shadow Flower Boy Band.
Yeah, Shadow Flower Boy Band. It's one of our favorite dramas.
Yeah, I enjoyed all three previous Oh Boy series, so I don't expect this one to really be any disappointment.
Yeah, they've been doing well with that, so hopefully it just keeps going. And
essentially, the premise of the show, if you guys haven't been keeping up with it, is Cyrano is a theater troupe, and to raise money for, I guess, being a theater troupe, they stage, like, dating sequences. So they have clients who really want someone to fall in love with them or have, like, someone they really like, and they hire Cyrano Dating Agency to help them get this person to fall in love with them or get them to notice them. So,
and they do it in very theatrical ways.
Extremely theatrical. And it's all led by So-yeon-ruk, which is the main character, guy that Lee Jong-hyuk's playing, and then Soo-young's kind of like his sidekick in that show. But yeah, there's two other members in the troupe that we also get to find out more about, and it develops their characters a little bit more too as the show goes along. But yeah, Dating Agency Cyrano was based off a movie that came out.
Yeah, you guys might have seen it.
But yeah, it was a pretty successful movie that came out.
Yeah, I actually haven't seen it.
2 years or so. Yeah, I haven't seen it either, but I heard it was successful.
Yeah, so we might like do a review of that after we watch it in conjunction with one of the episodes.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, we've been keeping up with this show. I've fully caught up. It's really, really interesting. It really picks up, too, once you get past, like, the first two or so episodes, because those two kind of set up the characters, and then it really gets going with background and, like, character background and, you know, all of that stuff once you get past those two. So, yeah, I'm really enjoying the show so far. This is a possibility for a recap.
Yeah. The next one we're going to talk about is Princess Aurora, which is shown on NBC, which I don't really know any of the names of the people that are attached to it, but it's about the beloved daughter of huge company president, and she falls in love with a novelist who is also the only son of his family. It's a love story between the two, but it's 120 episodes.
Yeah,
I don't know how a love story can last 120 episodes. Yeah, there must be some really big stuff going on.
Yeah, kind of throws this out of the running for a recap because I'm not following something for 120 freaking episodes.
Yeah, the beauty of Asian dramas is that they're short and they won't last forever. If I really wanted to watch something that lasted forever, I would just stick to American television.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're probably not going to do anything with this. But if I hear really good things about it, maybe I'll start watching it. I did watch... The last show I've ever watched was... Oh, Shining Inheritance. And that was 50 episodes. And
oh, really? That was 50 episodes?
48.
Wow, I did not see that long. Because I love that show.
Yeah, so, I mean, I managed to get through that without too much torment. So... I'll probably, if I hear good things about it, because it sounds interesting.
It sounds like it has a really interesting premise, so.
Yeah, I just don't know if I can do it.
Yeah, it's just a little too long to recap.
Yeah.
We're going to take a short break. We'll come back to discuss the next four dramas in this season. I Hear Your Voice, Queen's Classroom, Shark, and Monstar. After a short break.
Hey guys, you just heard Between Heaven and Hell by BoA, and it's from the TV show called Shark.
Yes, it's a super dramatic song.
Yeah, I personally really like the song, but you can tell it's really sad and really dramatic, and it kind of fits the show perfectly because the show seems to be pretty sad and dramatic and tragic and caught up in itself and how tragic it is.
Yeah, anyway, Shark, it comes on KBS2 Mondays and Tuesdays. And, I mean, it's a few familiar names. Kim Nam-gil, he was in Bad Guy, and he seems to be playing another resident bad guy again, / with past. It's got Son Ye-jin in it from Personal Preference. Yeah, anyway, the premise of the show is essentially... Kim Nam-gil, who plays Han Yi-soo in the drama, is trying to get revenge on for his family because someone killed his father, essentially, when he was little. And, yeah, he, you know, is out to get revenge. And the Son Ye-jin plays his love interest in this, but the catch here is that she plays Jo Ae-woo. She's the daughter of a hotel group, of a huge hotel group, who is I don't know how responsible they are for his family's death, but they've got some hand in it, so... Kind of sounds like a little bit of
Romeo and Juliet
with Romeo taking revenge.
Spoiler alert! But, yeah, we started watching the premiere for this, and we haven't finished it. It's definitely a melodrama, but I really like Son Ye-jin. I think she's a pretty good actress. And Kim Nam-gil, he seems to get He was in Bad Guy, and he seems to be playing a similar character in this, but Bad Guy ended horribly. It was an awful drama, so I just hope, maybe Shark isn't that bad. I don't know.
Yeah, the only thing that's really off-putting about this show to me, just from watching, you know, the premiere, Sonya Jean and Kim Nagil don't seem to have that much chemistry. Like, they're younger counterparts, which have parts throughout the first two episodes or so, anyway, to introduce the characters and their backgrounds. Their younger counterparts seem to have more chemistry than the actual adult actors, which is really sad.
It doesn't bode well for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if the chemistry will pick up, but Jin Kim right now, it's a little bit awkward watching them.
And I just can't get over Kim Nam Gil's mustache.
Yeah, the mustache is really distracting.
Why does he have that? He looks like a pedophile or something, or like a sex offender.
Yeah, we can't get past that mustache, so.
Yeah.
It's just, we're probably not going to continue that show.
But it's not just because of the mustache.
The next drama we're going to talk about is I Hear Your Voice, which is airs on SBS on Wednesdays and Thursdays. It's, you know, it's been airing for about 3 weeks now. And it stars a few people that you might know. Yoon Sang-hyun, who was Oscar from Secret Garden. And it also stars Lee Jung-suk, one of my most favorite, you know, new coming stars. He was in School 2013. He was also in Secret Garden for a little bit. But yeah, he's definitely one of my favorite actors.
And yeah, upcoming actors.
Yeah, and he's in the show, so that was really exciting.
And that was a huge drawing for me.
Yeah. The director screenwriter credits doing this, Jo Soo Won is the director for this. He recently directed Cheom Dan-dong Alice, which I watched a little bit of because Park Shu is awesome and he's so funny in that show. But I didn't finish the show because of characters, which I will not mention. But that show was pretty good. I liked it. And the screenwriter for this did Dream High, so I had pretty high expectations for this show. Like, the only thing that put Dream High for me at the very beginning was the acting skills.
Yeah, and
the story was pretty solid.
And you're fully caught up with How I Hear Your Voice, so it's meeting your expectations.
Yeah. I've been keeping track of the show for this season, and I really love the show. I'm a fan of the type of storytelling where it's kind of like, you know, like CSI / crime dramas, except this is a law one, essentially, and it deals with different cases. And I like how the show is able to intertwine the characters and, like, finding out more of the characters, about the characters and their relationships with each other, with the cases, and, like, growing from the cases and learning from the cases. And, yeah, essentially it's, you know, there's two lawyers in it. Our main character lawyer, whose name is Jang Hae-sung, she's the main character in this drama, and she's kind of, like, burnt out on law. She just wants to be a public defender for the money. But her counterpart, lawyer Cha Kwon-woo, who's played by Yoon Sung-hyun, he plays another lawyer and this on the same team as her, and he's really passionate for it. He does it because, you know, for the justice of it. And then we have Lee Jung-suk's character, whose name is Park Soo-ah. We find a little bit about how he's connected to Jang Hae-sung, but essentially he can read minds. So there's, like, a little bit of fantasy element to the show, too. So you combine, like, a mind-reading high schooler with two lawyers and how they use his ability to solve cases / defend cases and all that stuff. And, you know, there's a lot to get from this drama.
Yeah, I've only seen the first two episodes, but I'm already hooked. I really enjoy the show as well, and I think we're probably going to end up recapping it, so
yeah, this is a pretty high up there on our totem pole. But yeah, it's a really interesting show, and I can't wait to watch more of it, essentially.
The next show we're going to talk about is called The Queen's Classroom. It's also airing on NBC. The main character of the show is played by Ko Hyun Jung, who was in Daemyul and Queen Sim-deok. So she's familiar with political roles, but
she's familiar with playing really strong female characters.
Oh, the director is Lee Dong-yoon, who directed The Greatest Love, also one of our favorite Korean dramas. And it's about a grade school teacher who uses tough love to teach children and help them decide what path they should take in life. And kind of reminds me of Gokusen and Dragon Sakura from Japanese shows. So I really enjoy Gokusen, and that's also about a female teacher that uses tough love to teach her students. The only difference is that Gokusen is about high school students, and The Queen's Classroom is about grade school students.
Yeah, so I don't know how exciting the lives of grade school children are, but I don't know if it'll be enough for a show. It sounds like it could be really popular.
Yeah, it has the potential to be pretty popular, I think. It just
doesn't interest me.
Yeah, it doesn't interest me as much because we're dealing with elementary school kids, and I don't want to watch elementary kids in real life. Like, why would I want to watch them on a show?
Yeah. So, we'll see about that. I might just try it just because of the director, because I love The Greatest Love. And maybe there'll be some romance thrown in there. Maybe there'll be more than meets the eye based on the synopsis. But
yeah, currently, expectations are not too high.
Yeah. And the last show that we're going to talk about is Monstar, which is broadcast on TVN, and it was produced in conjunction with Mnet, which...
can we say idol drama, anyone? definitely an idol drama.
Yeah, it stars Yong Jun Hyung from Beast and Han Su and Kang Han-nul, who was in To the Beautiful You. I think we remember her in that. So, yeah, it's pretty definitely an idol drama. But I'm super excited because I love Yoon Jin Hyung. He's the rapper in Beast, and I love Beast. So I'm pretty excited about the show, and I've actually seen the premiere. She's also seen it.
Yeah, I've watched like a few episodes of the show.
It's directed by Kim Won Suk, who also did Suk Hyun Kwan Scandal and Arak and the Magistrate. Those were both decent shows for me, and so despite it being an idol drama, I have pretty high hopes
for this show. I mean, it is produced by Mnet, which is not really a, you know, drama network. They're more popular for music. They're not really a network at all.
They're produced by Mnet, so obviously there's idols in it, but TVN's airing it, and yeah, they're probably doing the production for it.
I have. I trust TVN as a network, as a cable network. But yeah, I mean, I feel like this could be another Dream High type thing. So I have pretty high hopes for the show, at least from the first episode. This has potential to be, you know, another something similar to like Shut Up Flower Boy Band or Dream High or something along those lines, which are both shows that I really enjoyed.
Yeah, and we've seen the first episode, or I've seen the first episode, and the first thing is, I'm not really sure where it's going right now. I don't know how all the kids tie together, but there's quite a few students that they seem to be focusing on, and I really like Yoon Jun Hyung's character. He's the typical
I can't wait for him to start rapping.
Yeah, but the girl, I don't know what to think of her right now. I haven't seen very many facial expressions from her, and I never know what she's thinking. Because she kind of makes the same facial expression, and she doesn't really show much emotion. When her lines are just
I think her character is supposed to be absent-minded or in some kind of daze. But right now, I'm just, like, emotionless person. I'm not sure what to think of you. So hopefully we'll see her blossom more into a character as opposed to a pretty face on the screen.
Yeah. Yeah, which, speaking of her face, it's really interesting. Yeah. It's, like, really squarish. It's, like, perfectly proportioned on all sides. Like, I feel like normal human faces are, like, egg-shaped. No, it's, like, a circle. Yeah. But, yeah, anyway, you know, the show has some potential, so I'll probably still keep watching it, but in terms of recapping,
we're not sure. We're not between sure, yeah. That show and Dating Agency Cyrano, so we'll make a decision.
Yeah, we're going to change a little bit of the format because we were so busy last summer recapping two shows and doing podcasts on it, and the podcast episodes got really long. We're going to keep it to one show, and that way the episodes will be a little bit shorter. But we still might recap two shows and post it to the blog. We just won't talk about two shows on the podcast.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are talking about either doing this Monstar, Dating Agency Cyrano, or I Hear Your Voice. So those are like the three options we're considering between.
Feel free to submit your opinion and give us comments and suggestions at 2peasanddrunkpot@gmail.com.
Yeah. I mean, I know what I'm leaning towards. But yeah, we'll see.
Alright, thanks for joining us on episode 9. And it's great to be back.
Thanks, guys. Keep on.